LTR Mobile.
W Mobile. Hey, Tom.
With U2T sitting at home. Hello, Tom and Dave.
Rusty, Dave. Well, we're just leaving Wally World here and been to Aldi's, and we're headed to KFC for some mass consumables.
Hey, Rusty. I'm just headed over to Simpsonville to look at laying out antennas. So, Rusty, are you feeling better now?
Oh, yeah. I've been out and about today. Had to go run some errands and do some things and get them done and go return a vacuum cleaner that I bought online that was delivered as broken and picked me up a new one in the store. So, and then got me some lunch and then come home. Got choir rehearsal tonight, so that's about what I'm up to today.
What kind of antennas you laying out?
With double bazookas, end to end, multiple band. They're monoband antennas, so you got to put up one for each band, but most probably end to end, and then one long wire. I won't be putting them up today. We're just looking at scoping them out where they're going to go. I did bring the big stick though, just in case. Well, Rusty, I'm glad you feel better. That's great. You can send me that email now. I'll just give you a reminder. I think I was waiting on one from you to call you, or you were going to call me. I can't remember where we were before you got sick. But anyway, you can resume that thread if you want to. I don't know if it was Saturday or Friday evenings that you were looking at or something else. There's multiple evenings, but Daniel also wants Friday evenings. W4DJW.
Well, I probably won't go for Friday evenings. I'll talk to you a little bit more about it offline. And it's easier to sit down and think about those things and talk about them than trying to do it over the air. But I'll let you know something. I'll call you. I got your number still here, and I'll give you a call probably in the next day or so here.
Well, Rusty, that sounds like a plan. I'm glad you're out and about and feeling better. We're going to go inside and eat down here at KFC, Dave. Just like to get out and do something once in a while.
One way to get over to 385 at this time of the day, and it looks like the GPS is telling me go all the way down to 291. I was hoping I'd get the turn before that, but it is kind of crowded at 255 in the afternoon. It's not quitting time in Bedrock yet. What's going on?
I don't know. I found a bunch of traffic out there myself today. And usually, you know, I get out before hit the place I'm going to eat lunch for before lunchtime actually comes up. And I actually found their parking lot quite crowded. So that surprised me there. And everything. So I went to Olive Garden and had lunch today. Had a couple of bowls of soup. So that's what I went for today. And just getting out and getting things done. And weather's nice out there. It's a little chilly, but, you know, if you wear a jacket, you're good to go. And so you're going to go down and get some of those mass consumables, huh, Tom?
Send your OTR. Roger. Yeah, we are. And I love chicken noodle soup. We called it Jewish penicillin. They always recommended that when you had a cold or the flu or anything. But at any rate, Dave, I don't know what a double bazooka looks like. I've heard of them. But it sounds to me like there's probably a lot easier ones to make than that. I just don't know anything about them. Never had one of those.
Which is probably why they're not as popular. But if you got a lot of space and you can put them up end to end, the higher bands, like when you go from 80 to 40 to 20 to 15 to 17, as you go up in bands, they get shorter and shorter and shorter until you get to 10 meters, and 10 meters probably a little bit longer than you are tall. So end to end, they all take up that much room. Then you can put multiple up, and they individually they perform better than a single multiband antenna. They just take up a little bit more space, and they have more feed lines going out to them. But if you put an antenna switch out there and you run them all into that switch, and then that switch is remote controlled, effectively you can get the same result. Well, actually, you get a little bit better results with a little bit more effort. My attic is still full of double bazookas from when I first became a ham radio operator. I used them out of my attic. Nobody knew I was a ham radio operator. So they do work pretty good.
Yeah, those are supposed to be real good antennas. And you can make them for multiple bands, too, as I understand. I've got one of the guys that's in the Century Club Nets. He's got two up at his house, and he's got one that's for 40 and 80, and the other is for 10, 15, and 20. So I don't know what the difference is. He's supposed to be sending me some information about that. Everybody tells me they're good antennas. So maybe I've just got to figure out what I'm going to do here soon. I got to get something up in the air that'll get me on 162. So we'll see what happens. Go ahead, Tom.
This is Denver, OTR, with the man on the mountain. Yeah, dude, when he said to tell you it was the time that school lets out, and that's why all the traffic, I know it is up on 101, because they're going up there to pick up their kids at Blue Ridge, and it gets real crowded about 2:30, so isn't that about the right time? Yeah, that's what Bernice said, and she said to say hi to you guys. And we're just passing discount tires, so we haven't got too much further to go up here. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, and it's been, let's see, my granddaughter was living with us in 2004, and I was picking her up after school. That was between kindergarten and third grade or something like that. I was the one that always, I picked her breakfast in the morning, and I picked her up after school every day for about 3 or 4 years. And I recall having to be there sitting in line when the doors open at the school and waiting for her to come running out of the school with her backpack and her lunchbox. But that's pretty cool. That was in 2004, so that would have been 20 years ago. And now, on the 9th, she's getting ready to have my second great-grandchild. That's pretty cool. And hello, Bernice, W4DJW.
Bernice, W2T. But that's good, Dave, and all. But I kind of figured that was what was going on out there today when I was running around, because I was seeing a lot of, and of course, I got back before the school got out, so I didn't have to worry about that. I got back to the house I've been back here about an hour and a half to 2 hours now, so I missed most of that. And I try to do that whenever I can. I don't like getting caught in that traffic out there. W2T, go ahead, Tom.
This will be my last one. Yeah, I'm not wild about it, especially behind the school bus, but, you know, we're retired, so it's no big deal, but they do get a little dangerous when they hold up a bunch of traffic and you get some idiot wanting to get around them, and they got cameras now, though, so that's a good thing. We're at KFC, guys. Just turn off White Hampton. Have a great afternoon. It's beautiful out there. You got to go home and take care of the birds then. 73s. W4DGW to take it in 0 TR clear.
Well, and Bernice, good talking to you. Bon appetit. Hope you enjoy that KFC. We enjoyed ours last Sunday. Take care. And Rusty? What do you do after lunch on a day like today?
Well, I've been doing a lot of things here around the house, been on the radio, had some computer work I had to do, and some things I had to take care of, forms I got to fill out for the different groups I belong to, and that I'm secretary of, and you got to keep up with all. Got to keep up with all this. We're a nonprofit organization. Our barbershop chorus is, so I got to keep up with all the paperwork that's got to be filed with the state to keep our status as a nonprofit and not have to pay taxes on stuff. So that's one of the things I get done in the afternoons and things like that. Or I may be loading some stuff up on the computer for radio and things like that. I do a lot of that, too, because I've got a program that I put out, get out my QSL cards for the Century Club Nets, and for our awards and things, he's set up his program so we can scan our QSL cards back in. And then when we make up our awards, we just pull the cards, the images from them, and email the application and the images and everything to the award secretary, and makes life a little easier, you know.
Interesting. What do you do when you're a net control operator? What do you use for logging?
Well, our group has gone to NetLogger. We use NetLogger in that situation because we've got so many different nets that run. We run on 20 meters, 20 meters, 40 meters, 75 meters, 80 and 160. We run PSK nets, we run CW nets, PSK nets, RIDI nets, and single sideband nets. And we use the NetLogger because it's online. Everybody who checks into the net can see who's on the list, where they are on the list, when people check out, so you don't have to work them. And I noticed that a lot of nets around the United States use NetLogger. And then I have within the club, we have one of our guys has written a logging program, which is where I do my personal logging, because that's where I also create my QSL cards from his software and things like that. It makes life a little bit easier. You don't have to go out and try to buy a bunch of software to make QSL cards. This program will create them, and you print them and cut them and put them in the mail, and then you're in business. So that's another advantage of it. But yeah, that's what we use. We use NetLogger.
Ask you if you could see each other's logs. That's a really nice feature. I have thought about extending the one that we use, but there's not enough net controllers to actually use it. That it would be a benefit. There's only like three that I know of, maybe four that use it. But it might still be worth it to have it store all the data in the database, and then you can go back and see anybody's net. And one thing you benefit from that is if somebody like puts in the nickname. Like just about everybody, well, not everybody, a large percentage of the people, their name, their official name and their nickname are two different things. So that's one of the benefits. If somebody else has logged them, then you get to see that modification. Plus, if they haven't updated their address and somebody else updates them, then everybody gets the benefit of that. That's a pretty cool piece of software that does all that. And I do the same thing. I got a separate logging program for my QSL cards. It automatically generates them and wraps them up in an email and sends it to them in email. If they want a printed copy, they can print it themselves. So once and then, when you're doing PSK, oftentimes I can have the QSL cards already printed and emailed before the QSL is over. The marvels of modern day technology.
Yeah, well, I've got the option to use, if I use his program to create QSL cards as I work at people and send them right out then and there.
I do it. The front and the back. The front is just a regular QSL card. The back is a map with a line connecting our station. Somewhere in Europe, you can see where they were in Europe. If you're somewhere in the United States, they can see where you are in the United States because that line kind of connects both of you. That serves as the back half of the QSL card, and then the front half is whatever design you want it to be.
Well, ours, the front side has got all... What we do is the QSL cards we create. I don't do two-sided cards, but this creates a card. And it has all the information about the contact, the net you were on, any awards that I have, that I've earned, that they need for if they're working for a special award in the club. And a lot of it has the making contacts with people who've got certain awards and things like that. And it prints all this information on the card that you're sending out, and it just sends it out as a PDF file, and it's got the information in it. If you want to print it out, you can print it out. And but our club uses QSL cards for awards, so we've got to have them, and people need to send them. So that's one of the things we do on that. But that's where it comes from, the other program that I use. So anyway, and I know you wrote the one for the club that the club uses, didn't you?
Yeah, it's pretty quick once you learn the function keys. But you do have to type the first few characters of their call sign, and then a unique list comes up, and you can select F1, 2, or 3 if it's first, second, or third in that list, and it'll fill in everything for you. So oftentimes before people finish saying my call, because I recognize their voice, I've already logged them. I got the first three characters of their call sign punched in, and then I hit F1, 2, or 3 and hit F5 and saved it. And by the time they finish saying my call, they're already in the books.
Well, that's what I do when I'm calling Nance, too, a lot of times. I've learned to recognize the voices on the things that I put there. Well, ours call signs, when you put in call signs, of course, I call the South Carolina single sideband net a couple of times a month, too, anyway. I still do that, so. And I just use a logging program that just logs those contacts, and I don't have to send anything to it. And at the end of the report, at the end of the net, I send my net report to the net manager, and he, you know, we send it to him, and he gets it, and he keeps the report because the South Carolina single sideband net is a traffic net, and therefore we have to make certain reports to the national traffic system on net how many nets we've run and how many pieces of traffic we've handle over the net, over the month, and things like that that are all part of our reporting to ARRL and various sundry other places on the national traffic system.
You send yours the same place I send ours, to the ARRL section manager, or a person that he assigns to do the data collection. And the new guy's name is Dean, and he wanted the format changed. So I send him the format he wanted, but I also include the old format for the officers of the club, so things don't look any different for them. But is the guy's name that you send it to, is the first name Dean?
Well, we send ours to our net manager, and our net manager is the one that sends them on to the ARRL guy. We don't individually send them send each report. The net manager gets all the monthly reports, and then he combines and puts together a monthly report, which he sends to the guy from ARRL from the district, from the state. So, and then they consolidate all the reports up the line, and of course the national traffic system also gets all this information too.
And you were the net manager for the single sideband net, but my mistake. Weren't you the net manager for that one time?
I was the net manager for the South Carolina single sideband net for 5 years, and I finally—six years. I was for 6 years as the net manager. So after that, because of that, I was also in Mars and a few others, and calling other nets at the time. I start backing off. So right now, I call that net twice every other Thursday night, but. Other than that, I'm not calling any nets, just doing my thing, checking in when I can and everything else. So that's the way it works out with that, you know.
I knew there was a reason I thought you were the net manager. That makes sense now.
Held that spot for 6 years. KG4RUE Gary down in Anderson is the net manager for the South Carolina single.
That's familiar. What's his name?
His first name's Gary. Right this minute, I can't think of his last name. But right now, he's traveling for the company he works for, so he's out of the country right now.
That call sign sounded familiar. Maybe it's just because I remember from the days of when I used to check into the sideband net all the time, the South Carolina single sideband net. I haven't done that much anymore. Got too many irons in the fire. Just can't keep that in the rotation for some reason.
It's 7 o'clock, and we could sure use some more people up in this area to check into it to handle traffic, because we get a lot of traffic into this area up here. And you get 6 or 8 pieces of traffic. That's primarily what that net is for, besides being an emergency traffic net. But we handle traffic into, out of, and throughout the state of South Carolina. So We get some days, we only get one, maybe two messages. Other days, we may have as many as 8 or 10. So they all have to be passed to somebody to be delivered. And sometimes we just don't have enough people in the area. We end up holding some a couple of days because there's nobody on the net that night to pick it up.
Went to where you either develop it, I mean, not develop, you either deliver it by phone or you deliver it in person or through postal mail, but not email. Is that still the same way?
No, some of them are delivered by email because a lot of the traffic nowadays has emails in the addresses. That's what they give you is email addresses, too. So we get a lot of traffic. In fact, several times when there was no way I could deliver a couple of pieces into this area because people that sent the message out didn't have a phone number for the person they were sending the message to, but they had an email address. So we eventually just after making several attempts to find a phone number and not coming up with one, we just email it. W2T for whoever cares.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they finally caved on that. I sent them a request to do that 20 years ago, and they said, nope, can't do it. Email was too new back then. They didn't want any part of it.
But now the traffic comes through, and it comes even from overseas. We'll get traffic from overseas going to places which they don't have phone numbers, or they have phone numbers and email addresses, and you call the phone number, and it's not the current one, but the email address is correct, so you can forward it on that way, and and then when you just service back to who sent it, you just let them know it was delivered by email. That was the only way you had to do it. So sometimes it happens here. Anyway, let me go. I got a couple of things I got to do, Dave, and I don't know where you're headed right. Oh, you're headed. That's right. You're headed over to look at antennas. And I'll have fun deciding what you're going to build and how many you're going to build. What's this for the field day?
Another ham in the club. It's just helping him get going the way he wants to get going. But anyway, I won't keep you any longer. Good talking to you. I was going to ask you about your if you were new to hearing aids one before I left, but we can pick that up next go around if you got to get W2T W4DJW. Call me when you can.
Okay, well I'll answer that question for you right now. I'm not new to them. I've in the past I've only had one, but now that my hearing has gotten real bad in the real bad in the left ear, and it's starting to go bad on the right ear. Now I'm wearing a pair of them, so it makes things hearing a lot easier. And even I've now got a headset that the earmuffs are big enough that they are over the entire ear, and they, I don't have to take the hearing aids out to be able to use the headset, so that works out too. Anyway, Dave, have a good rest of the afternoon. W4DJW W2T 73.
W4DJW Mobile.